Fula's hearings regarding the EPA's proposed nutrient standards for Florida's water bodies wrapped up yesterday. There is yet more water issues on the forefront, as ag groups expect to find out next week whether the U.S. Supreme Court will review a lower court ruling imposing Clean Water Act permitting requirements on the application of pesticides on, over, or near water. Tyler Wagmeier, Director of Congressional Relations at the Florida Farm Bureau Federation, acknowledged that a favorable outcome seems unlikely, especially after the Justice Department filed a response in opposition to the petition.
Betting line's not good, but I tell you what, if they do it, it's like a grand slam home run as far as we're concerned. But we're not putting a lot of money on the table thinking that that's going to happen.
Instead, the Farm Bureau and its allies are hoping for a reasonable application of the ruling.
Well, it looks as though they're going to have it fairly narrow what the original 2006 EPA rule did address, and that's basically aquatic pesticides applied to, over, and near water. So as far as farming application, terrestrial applications that you would normally spray on a row crop field, those look to be not the case. However, we do have concern about, well, what happens if spray through drift does end up in a water body? How are you going to prove that it came through drift or it came through runoff? And are our farmers going to be held liable?
Wagmeier says EPA is working with state water regulators to develop a draft permit that it hopes to be ready for public comment in April.
It's not going to be an individual application permit, but it's going to be a permit that will last, you know, anywhere from 1 to 5 years during the course of those years, and you'll be able to have a permit that will cover your application during that length period of time, whatever it may be.
The new pesticide application rules are due to take effect in April 2011. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.